getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, I think the first thing we've got to do is, speak the same language. You know what I mean? Especially when it comes to anything that has to do with the government. I mean, between plausible deniability and the way they mince words, it's hard to understand exactly what's going on, especially as it relates to immigration. I mean, we see what's happening at the border. Mayorkas comes on and says, hey, that's not a problem. You know, here's all these great numbers that we're doing. And you're going, wait a minute, help me. I don't understand. Well, this is why we need Bruce Thatcher here. Bruce is the founder of History Speaks Today, an immigration expert and author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work, along with Adamant Aggressors as well. Hey, Bruce, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm just fine, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, help us understand and untangle this confusing mess that the White House has us bogged in. It's like we're in a bucket of gum here and trying to understand what is the true policy and what's going on, because the majority of Americans do not like what's going on here in America as it relates to the southern border and immigration in general.
It's sort of like 1984. You know, at press conference, White House press conference yesterday, the press secretary said that illegal immigration is down by 90% since implementing the president's immigration policies. And yet, the official statistics show that fiscal 2022 ended with almost 2,400,000 illegal immigrant encounters, which is the highest year ever in history. So you get a feel between reality and position. But I look at that dichotomy, I sort of a question came to my mind, Bill. Do you suppose that administration people actually believe what they're saying?
Of course they do. Yeah, no, I there's no doubt. There's no doubt they do. Because you watch Mayorkas being grilled by congressmen and senators, and it's the same goofy look on his face. That's why I'm saying we're just not, it's like, we're not even talking the same language anymore. I mean, Joe Biden comes up with stories. He says things, and you go, wait a minute, that doesn't connect. Just as you said, the press secretary, she comes up with language, and you go, what are you talking about? Even like I said, there's so many moving parts to this whole immigration issue. Just as you mentioned right now, what are we talking about? Almost 3 million, roughly. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're talking 3 million arrests, roughly, or encounters, they call it, however they want to call it. But see, that in itself is kind of confusing, because what does that mean that they had encounters? Does that mean that they sent them back, or how many people actually came in? How many people are actually residing in America now as a result of the Biden policies?
Yeah, they use the term encounters. The administration increasingly uses language to confuse, and they use the term encounters to include absolutely every category of illegal immigration. Now I'm going to use the same term, encounters, every time, whether they arrest them, whether they accept them in the country. They're an encounter. It's the first time the person is met by some official of our government, and it's running 2 to 3 million a year, which is the highest level it has ever been in history.
Right.
And yet the administration says immigration is down 90%. Illegal immigration is down 90%. It's just mind-boggling. You know, President Trump, early in 2020, tried to do something about it, because immigrants come into the country are normally processed under Title 8, which is immigration law, and that provides that if you encounter, or there I'm using it, that says that if you pick up an illegal immigrant, then you must process them according to a particular regimen and through immigration courts, not U.S. federal courts. So, and the backlog of even processing those claims is years long. Mm-hmm. It'll be years before somebody's case actually comes to trial in that venue. And what we do typically is the law says you got to take care of them. And for a while, when the illegal immigration was down a little bit, there were detention facilities and places to hold illegal immigrants until their cases came up for trial. Now, it's impossible. There's no way that you can hold all of them. So what do? Well, we release them on their own recognizance and say, now, when your case comes up, you'll be notified and be sure to show up.
You're on the honor system. You're making an honor system for people that broke the honor system to begin with. How does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right?
Right. And so we don't even know how many people come in. We're just talking about the total who are encountered, and that does not count the roughly equal number who are not encountered, who get through without being encountered by Border Patrol or any other law enforcement entity in the country. So who knows what the total numbers are, but they're unimaginable. They're huge.
Yeah. Now, well, they're talking, Bruce, they're talking a 351% increase from Trump's last year in office. So clearly the people, you know, their lying eyes aren't lying to them. I mean, they're seeing the reality. It is our government that wants to, feed us a bunch of manure here and give us the wrong narrative for some other agenda. And, you know, I mean, this is insane. First of all, I mean, if you're all concerned about migrants, coming into the country, well, then you need to be able to welcome them. You need to be able to provide for them. And clearly, we can no longer provide. We're overwhelmed with these kind of numbers. And now they're talking with Title 42 going away. You've got thousands of people queued up, ready to storm the border. And we can't even handle what we've got now. But common sense doesn't reign to say, hey, look at time out. We're going to shut this thing down until we get a handle on it. But Mayorkas, Biden, the Democrats are taking full advantage. And unfortunately, I mean, is they're overwhelmed? It seems like the Republican Party is overwhelmed. Leadership is overwhelmed to do anything and stop the madness. Does that make sense?
Well, of course it doesn't make sense. Yes,
I mean, am I characterizing it correctly? I mean, it doesn't make sense. You're right in that sense. Maybe wrong word, you know, at least like encounters and make sense. I mean, we've kind of screwed up the whole language here. I'm sorry.
It's an accurate summary of where we are.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We're going to talk more about, with Title 42 coming to an end on May the 12th, what that means going forward for us, the citizens of the United States of America. Bruce Thatcher is with us. Stay right where you are. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. He's Bruce Thatcher, the founder of History Speaks Today, immigration expert and author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. You can look at immigration in a common sense sort of way. I think you could get a fifth grade classroom together, Bruce, and they would come up with policies that would make more sense than politicians. Because there are disparaging interests here, and they're not common. And I don't know how we got here, but it is such a mess. Because whenever you try to introduce reason and common sense to the argument, it's like it's a no go, And so here we are. I mean, I don't know how much worse it has to get, because right now with Title 42 going away on May the 12th. And then we return to Title 8. We saw what happened under Biden Obama and how immigration was, how we were, how do you want to say it? Invaded as a result of Title 8 and what the, I say Democrats, but you're right. There is an interest that is bipartisan that keeps allowing, for this kind of result, right?
That is right, and if if we America wanted to change it, we could easily change it. How can we be the most powerful nation in the world and not enforce our borders? You remember the caravans of a few years ago,
right.
And we had a government then that took response to it, maybe belatedly, maybe in sort of an agonized fashion, but they found a provision in the law that allowed them to expel people immediately when they picked them up. Now, one of the most interesting things and underreported things that happened as a result of doing that, as a result of Title 42, is that the vast armies of people stopped coming to our border. That doesn't mean people stopped coming, not by any means, but not the magnitudes that had been. Mm-hmm. Now, we're gonna discontinue it. We're gonna go back to an old process that said you get your foot in the set your foot on American soil and you'll get stay. You just have to manage to get your foot on American soil.
Yeah, and if you have a child on American soil, that's another peg in the ground holds your standing, here in this country, right?
Right, and it all gets to this question of immigration law. We've been asking for comprehensive reform of immigration for what, a decade or longer? I mean, just
it's been decades. Yeah,
decades,
you're exactly right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. No Congress has been willing to do it. None.
Bruce, there is an infrastructure to this whole mess. This is why I keep trying to bring to the people's attention. Just as you said, many people let's just say the people who support what's happening by way of immigration, this mess that we're in right now that some of us see as a mess, they're very happy about this. You know, the NGOs, all this infrastructure that's been established, it's all to process this chaos and to promote more of it. I mean, they're not overwhelmed. It's the border guard. It's the people that we have hired to manage and protect our southern border. They are the ones that are not getting reinforcements. If anything, they're sitting there as a wall of defense. But you might as well just give them you might as well just give them capes like they're bullfighters and just say ole, right?
Well, I think you put your finger on what may be a very important key to the situation, and that's money. I was told long ago by a political mentor, anytime you want to know what's really going on, follow the money. And
always,
if you follow the money in this immigration thing, you have all kinds of people profiting from the chaos, all kinds of people profiting from the illegal migrants coming across the border. And a big part of course, there's businesses who hire them and pay them substandard wages. Of course, there's all of that. And there also is, and I hadn't even thought about it, there's that huge infrastructure of organizations, mostly NGOs, but not just and non-government organizations, government parts of the government themselves, who make a lot of money,
right?
Just processing the problem. So
you haven't even talked about the cartels. You see,
no.
Most people think the cartels are just south of the border.
No.
I mean, look at the map that was recently laid out. Just about every state of the union, except for maybe eight, roughly, I think, maximum of a dozen. Cartels are well integrated in this country, and so their supply line, their supply chain goes throughout the country to deliver the fentanyl, to deliver the opioids, to deliver the illegal drugs, to deliver the human trafficking, the sex trafficking, to do the bidding of the cartels. That, I think last year was, I think the estimate was something like a windfall profit of somewhere in the realm of $13 billion. Joe Biden, this administration, where we are right now, been betty, betty good to these, you talk about illegal, these illegal cartels that are destroying America.
They have, and we are, as a country, what bothers me so much is that I think so many of our people just fail to understand it. They close their eyes to it. They won't.
But like you said, though, follow the money, Bruce. Follow the money. Follow the drugs. We are consumers of this crap. That's the other thing. We're part and parcel of this mess because we are into sex trafficking. We're into pedophilia. We're into all this sexual, you know, insanity and evil. And, you know, as President Washington said in his farewell address, that if America goes down, it will be because we do it to ourselves. And this is what we're doing, right? From the inside out, not the outside in. And we're doing this.
And what's it? Title 42 ends on May 12th. And what's going to happen after that? Well, the administration says, "Oh, well, we're not going to have any increase in illegal immigration." And they list four or five things they're going to do. And if you go through every one of those things, all they say is, "We're going to do the same things we've been doing, only we're going to do it better." That's what they say on all of them.
Right.
When you get past the high sounding language, so migrants all know it. They're all getting ready for another surge. We thought the caravans were bad. Just wait till you see what goes on. Hundreds of thousands are camped already across the border.
Exactly.
Many of them have been for a long time, and on May 12th, they're going to come to the United States.
Oh, without a doubt.
And we're going to have all of the problems that we thought we were getting rid of, all the problems that the administration says we don't have, and it's not anti-immigration. We forget in all of this conversation, we forget the roughly million people a year who come into this country as immigrants legally through legal processes, and
how are they going to be compromised, Bruce? You know, because they're going to be, you know, looked at as, you know, part and parcel of the whole immigration problem, illegals and legals. And it's just not fair for them. What kind of job opportunity are they going to have when an illegal immigrant can pull the carpet underneath and get in front of the line and work for less than minimum wage?
Whenever an illegal immigrant makes the headlines for committing a crime, all I think most American people hear is immigrant. They don't hear the illegal in front of it, and that's such a tragedy for those who come in illegally.
Well, I don't know how much more we can handle, Bruce, and what it's going to take for the American people to finally take a stand, because I don't think the American people, by and large, were that ignorant to think that Joe Biden and the Democratic Party were going to do anything different. There was clear. I mean, Donald Trump came in, tried to set up a wall, did something about immigration, and did probably the most of recent presidents to stem the flow here. But as soon as Biden took over, which we knew was going to happen, Katie barred the door.
The forces that were aligned against President Trump.
Got to leave it there, Bruce Thatcher. Thank you so much.